Welcome back to a new podcast episode of Going Through It. Also, I apologize for this weird squeaking. No, I do not live in a creepy old house. My desk chair recently decided to make this squeaky noise and this noise. So, if anyone's got some WD-40 or whatever, hit your boy up because we don't want this squeaking, but I cannot sit still. So, that is our new background noise. Thank you. What are we gonna talk about today? Gonna be honest, don't have a game plan. Do I normally have a game plan? Not really, but sometimes I do have some ideas I want to go off of, and most of the time, though, I just kind of, My watch decided to start making this, notification noise when I get notifications, and gonna be honest, I don't know how to turn it off. Because before it started making these noises, it decided it didn't want to vibrate or ring when I got a call or message. So it found out it was on like do not disturb, turned that off, and now it makes noises. So that's kind of where I'm at in my life right now. I was not even sure where I'm going with this. But yeah, I don't really have a plan. Nor do I normally have a plan, but this sounds kind of weird. This ASMR right now is my facial hair rubbing against the microphone. Kind of a cool ASMR. Now I'm just having fun with it. But you guys are probably hella annoyed by it. But, yeah. Well, we can talk about that. I have facial hair. I've had facial hair for a while now, but recently I've been lazy and haven't decided to shave it. And as I've been on tea longer, it's grown more quicker. So really, I started to shave like every few days. And then I was lazy and I don't think I've shaved in like a week. It's nothing like major. It just on my chin, a little bit above my lips, under my nose, on my cheeks. I decided, I go between wanting to grow it out to see. I did do no shave November, which was really interesting, but now it's growing even quicker. So I'm like, do I continue? I shaved it after November, and I've been shaving it. I like the clean look, but I also am very curious on it grown out. But I normally get annoyed and mess with it too much and touch my face, and I'm trying to keep my face clean, that I'm probably just going to shave it. I definitely like the cleaner shaven look, but I low-key like it grown out. I don't know. I'm in a real predicament. That and my hair. Like, I haven't got a haircut in like a month. I very much like getting my hair cut, and I don't know what I want to do with it. Part of me kind of wants to grow it out, and, like, I love changing the style on my hair. I get bored with it. Not bored with it easily, but it's just, like, something fun, especially since I've, like, came out and, like, can do. Like, I feel like with short hair, you can do so much more. That might just be my opinion. But I really don't know, like, what I don't know what my next move is. Right now, my facial hair and my regular hair is grown out. But each day, I think about it, and I'm like, I don't want to have to constantly think about my hair and face and what I want to do with it. I just wish I could be content with it, if you know what I mean. So, I don't know. Part of me is also thinking about possibly getting it just a normal haircut and dye it. Silver, I don't know. Could be a move. Could be cool. I've heard it could be cool, and part of me also wants to go in a whole other different extreme and just shave all my hair completely off and shock everybody, because I've also always wanted to see what I'd look like bald. I think I'd look like an egg, but you know, hair grows, and you only live once, so, you know, I'm young, might as well. I really don't know. I don't know if it'd grow in differently if I shaved it bald. I really don't know. So, if anybody has any suggestions, because I know a whole bunch of you listen to this, actually, by the time this episode comes out, I might have already done something with it. So, we'll see. But if you are listening to this, I'm probably going to cross this bridge again at some point, so message me, let me know your opinions, what you think, and who knows, maybe by the time this comes out, I might have silver hair and a dope haircut and facial hair, or a dope haircut, no facial hair, or facial hair and bald, or no facial hair and bald. I don't know. This can go very many different directions that I really just don't know at this point in time. But that's kind of what's been going on. I've been thinking about that. I've been working on paying my bills. Got to do those adult things, you know what I mean? Paying off my credit card. Sadly, last week, well, when this episode comes out, it's probably going to be like 2 weeks from now. The other week, I ended up backing into somebody. Real bummer. Didn't mean to. And I decided not to go through insurance, so I just paid to repair their car. So that was a little bit pricey. So right when I was about to be out of debt from my credit card, I had to use my credit card again. And if you use Venmo with a credit card, apparently it charges you a $3 fee. So I had to pay an extra, like, $30 or so. So to Venmo. So that's kind of where I'm at. I work two jobs. Pretty crazy. Obviously work on other hobbies on the side, such as this podcast, so one day I can officially be my own boss and hopefully do this podcast. I want to get guests on this podcast. I really, really love this podcast, and I'm going to see how many times I can say podcast. But I really love this podcast. I'd love to get guests on it, maybe do a visual some later down the road when I'm more equipped for that. I just learned how to just do normal things. I am going to update my cover art here soon, get it professionally done. I'm excited about that. Big things are coming this year. They are coming. I am working on getting top surgery. Once again, if anyone wants to donate, anything does help me. I do have a link to my GoFundMe and my Linktree. I'd greatly appreciate it. I want to start working on other things. Getting my real estate license, possibly in the next year or so, starting up my own apparel line, merch company. I really apologize for the noise, guys. My apartment building, right next to my apartment building, is another like condo apartment complex or whatever. I don't know exactly what it is. And they've decided that they're taking on this huge project to do all of this freaking gardening, tree chopping, leaf blowing, I don't even know what the fuck you call it. And so that is the noise you are hearing. And it's really loud because I can hear it through my noise-canceling headphones. So I apologize. But I kind of just have to make do with what I have. And this is the only place I have to record my podcast. I do have all doors and windows shut, but yet you can still hear it. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. But if you have a passion and you have something, you gotta chase after it. You gotta do it. I'm not gonna let the leaf blowing stop me. Could I wait? Probably, but I'm on a roll and I don't wanna stop my train of thoughts. You know what I mean? Even though this is really annoying and kinda getting on my nerves, but sometimes I just do it for a few minutes and stop, so I'm praying it stops. If not, I might just have to pause this, which goes against my whole motto of just one cut, take, wrap it. Real, authentic, and that's what I want to represent. I want to represent authenticity, being myself, being true to who I am, and not cutting and editing out the bad things, the mess ups. Like, we're all human. I'm gonna mess up, you're gonna mess up, and the point is you just keep on moving on. Like, I want this to be a conversation. Like, if we're having a conversation, I'm gonna mess up, I'm gonna stumble, I'm gonna go on rampages, I'm gonna go all different directions, I'm gonna go on little tangents, I'm gonna, you know, it's not just point A to point B. Have you ever had a conversation with someone, point A to point B? Honestly, it's probably a pretty boring conversation, in my opinion. I love hearing all the little side, little background. I'll be telling a story, and I'll just be going into, okay, well, let me take you back to the beginning. Let's go to the beginning of the book. Let me tell you how it started, so then people further understand where I'm currently at. I don't like skipping details. I like to know everything. I don't want to know this part. I want to know everything. And, like, I believe also in, like, people should move on from their past and live in the future, and I just listened to a Gary Vee thing talk about people who are stuck in high school, and like, I agree with that, but I also think you have to at least acknowledge your past, because things that happened in your past shaped you to where you are right now. Decisions you made in your past shaped you to be where you are right now. Yes, you can make new decisions moving forward in the future, and you shouldn't dwell on the past. I agree with that. But I think we should all acknowledge the past and look into it, because that really, like when I meet someone new, I love learning about their past, because you learn so much more about them as a person and why they act certain ways from how they grew up and how they were in the past. Like, we're always moving and evolving, but it was things that happened in our past that made us who we are right now. I don't know, that's just my little opinion on that, but I think we should always just acknowledge the past and learn from the past, but not dwell in it, and not hold on to things in the past and move on to things in the future, because all we have right now is the present and the future. So we need to focus on that, but we can also take a look back, see what happened in the past, see what's changed, what we can fix. And also, you can have, the word nostalgia of the past, and like good times, good friends, even bad times, whatever, and be like, okay, that was good, but don't stay stuck in that. I think I have a tendency sometimes to be stuck, not necessarily stuck in the past, but like kind of hung up on like, oh, or people get hung up on like what could have been versus what is now. And I think it's just so important to, yes, you could, it can be fun to think of what could have been, but it's just better to focus your energy on like what is now, and who knows what could have been can still be in the future. There's just a different plan that God has, and we just have to trust in his plan and wait and be patient and do what we can do. Like I said before in the other episode, control the controllable, control what you can control, your work ethic, how you handle situations, caring for people, treating other people how you want to be treated. Like, the world can be so cruel, and people can just like be so selfish and self-centered, and like, I think it's important to be like yourself, and like obviously look out for yourself, your mental health, all that sort of stuff. That's important, but you don't have to be so like about yourself. Like, doing things for other people is so rewarding, not only for the person who's, like, getting whatever it is, like, receiving, but also for the person giving. Like, I love to give, but, you know, like, selfishly, like, I won't like to receive as well. Like, I think it's important to have a balance of giving and receiving, so one person doesn't feel like they're giving too much or too little. Oh my gosh, these people are back. I thought they were done making noise. I'm sorry, guys. I'd be getting distracted too. That's that ADD in me. But yeah, just, it's important to just be a good person and help people. And I don't know where I'm ending off on that. The thing distracted me. But yeah, just all in all, positivity, positive vibes. I literally have a sticker on my laptop that says seek the positive, which is so important. There's so much negativity, and I mean, we're all human. I fall victim to it too. To fall into the negativity, the negative thoughts that just build on negative thoughts, that build on negative thoughts. But when you have positivity and the positive thoughts, and like, it's just so much more uplifting. And I have to remind myself too, like daily, like to think of the positives. Like every now and then when I pray to God, like I'm always thanking him for a roof over my head, and for the opportunities I've been given, because I know there's people out there that aren't as blessed as I am, you know, and that's what I have to remember. And like, I have to remember that there's still so much more in my life to live. Like, tomorrow's not guaranteed, but there's still so much more of my life to live, that I have to remember. Like, I'm only 22, like I said on my other podcast, I'm only 22, I don't have to have a house, my dream car, my whole family, like a whole family, married. Like, there are people at my age that have some of that, or maybe even all of it, but I have to remember there's a lot of people that don't, and there's still time left, God willing, there's still time left, So that's just what I think about, and I don't know. That's just kind of. I'm probably just gonna wrap it up. I don't know what else is gonna be in this episode. I kind of just talked about my hair, facial hair and real hair, and what I'm gonna do with it. Kind of talked about different avenues. I don't even have a name for whatever we all talked about. But I hope any of this inspired you. I just want to, like I said, have real, authentic conversations. Hopefully, I gained you as a friend. I consider all you guys friends, family. Every single one of you that listens. Again, I know not very many people listen to it, but one day it will. And yeah, we're just gonna go through it. Whatever it is, please message me if you have any suggestions or things you want me to talk about. I love each and every single one of you who does listen. And for the people in the future that are listening to this, thank you. I appreciate you. And yeah, that's gonna be it. This is it for going through it, and stay tuned for next week's episode where we're just gonna go through it. Again, not sure what we're gonna go through. Might have notes, might wing it. I don't know. Just being true, being authentic, letting you guys know that I'm not an expert. None of us are really experts. We just turn on a microphone and record ourselves. So, thank you guys so much. Love y'all, and have a good day, night, morning, whenever you're listening. Bye.